We're back on KCRW's Good Food. I'm Evan Kleiman. Finally, we close out with a new restaurant recommendation from Bill Addison. Hello, my dear.
Good morning, Evan.
This place we're going to be talking about, I find incredibly exciting because of the man who is at the helm.
Yeah, you know way more about him than I do. This is my intro to him.
Lincoln Carson, I think, is one of the, I'm sorry to say, under the radar guys here in LA, and he should not be.
I absolutely got that impression from his debut restaurant, Bon Ton. It's fantastic.
So, because people know him as a pastry chef, let's talk about the savory stuff first.
Okay.
Because I find it really fascinating when pastry chefs turn to the savory side.
100%. Same. And, you know, I made desserts in restaurants when dinosaurs and Doc Martens roamed the earth. So that is a particular interest of mine, too. Bon Temps is an all-day restaurant, but dinner is still really the highlight. And what you find, even throughout the savory meal, before you get the desserts, there's the mind of a pastry chef at work here. Like the crab cake, for example. You know, I grew up in Maryland, so I'm used to a misshapen, lumpen thing. And this is Dungeness crab that is mixed with scallop mousse and creme fraiche and like pressed into a tube and sliced and then stacked with a very like phyllo thin piece of pain de mie bread that was dyed black with squid ink with glossy slices of avocado over top and a salad erupting from it. It is a beautiful edible work of art, and it reminds me of a beautiful pastry.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting the amount of precision and a particular investigation of flavor that pastry chefs tend to bring to the savory side.
Yes, right? Because it gets specific in the same way that a dessert often has one main component, but then a couple other very clear flavors. Like his platter of chicken is, I might eat that for my birthday next year. Seriously.
From your review, that was certainly the most intriguing dish to me.
It was incredible. It's basically a whole chicken broken down in some really involved ways, but it includes force meat made into sausage and fried, and everything is incredibly moist. And there's the supporting flavor of creamed leeks underneath and kind of a theme of black truffles. And that's it. It's really clear and really precise and really delicious.
And I think that if I were to go there for dinner, the first thing I would want to order would be the gougere.
Yes, filled with chicken liver mousse. The gush in just the right way. Again, like all that thinking, chicken liver mousse can be kind of thick, but this is like...
So it's like pastry cream.
Yes, exactly.
And it's a gougere.
Yes, so smart.
Yeah, really smart. Where is this restaurant?
It's around the corner from Bestia, right across from the new Firehouse Hotel that opened. So kind of in the center of the Arts District, a little out of the way, but people are coming to Bestia anyway. So I'm hoping this place catches on, particularly because it has a really charming patio on an alley. It's a great place to hang out.
Yeah, I love that alley.
I should quickly say, too, that dinner is not cheap. But if this sounds at all intriguing, come in the morning for pastries. They're brilliant. A ricotta and strawberry Danish is, I think it's the best Danish in the city, honestly. Try me.
Yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about this place is that you can dip in when you want and at the level that you can deal with on that particular day.
You could even show up at the bar and eat dessert later at night and just get a sampling of the chocolate souffle with chartreuse and Genepi ice cream that's incredible, and a beautiful peach pavlova right now.
Well, thank you so much, Bill Addison.
Thanks for having me, Evan.
That's it for our show this week. In case you missed any of it, listen on our website or on KCRW's mobile app. Of course, you can always subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And as always, please leave us a review if you liked what you heard. My thanks to the Good Food team. They are Nick Liao, Laryl Garcia, Joseph Stone, Chuck Previteri, and Ronnie Mickelson. Special thanks to Laura Kondarajan, Amy Ta, Kenny Ng, and Jacqueline Kim. I'm Evan Kleiman. I'll be back next week with more good food.